Progressive News Network, a new Mercury Media production, where you'll find the voices of activists, the voices of those working to make this a better world. We believe that as we face challenging times, the human spirit can face and surmount the foolish and the short-sighted. Tune in every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for the live show, or anytime you can. Progressive News Network, found at www.newmercurymedia.com/PNN/. We have a future. Tune in and build it with us. Underwritten by Florida Media Labs, produced by Rick Spizak in cooperation with Canary in a Coal Mine Films. Progressive News Network.
So the next caller that we have is Alexa Rose Carlin, and she also was at the All People's Day Diversity Festival. Alexa, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hi. So Alexa has an organization called Hello Perfect, and so I think it's kind of interesting. Tell us how you started, Alexa.
Yeah, so Hello Perfect is, I'll first tell you what it is, a little bit about it, is a nonprofit movement that has a mission to promote high self-esteem in girls and women. So we do that through health and wellness education, workshops, community events, and one of our school programs, which is called the Dream Catcher Wall, which we had a smaller version at the All People's Day event yesterday. And I started Hello Perfect while in college at the University of Florida in 2011. And I started it as a blog with a mission to build confidence in people so they can go out and accomplish anything they dream. Because I believe that there's so many people that settle for less just because they don't really believe in themselves. And if you don't believe in yourself, you're never going to pursue your dreams and fulfill your highest potential. So that was the mission of the blog. And then over the years, it really grew into this worldwide movement. We've had huge influential people come on, join our movement by telling us their definition of perfect, because one of the main ways that we help inspire people is through our Perfect Is movement. So in an effort to redefine the word perfection and help people gain confidence rather than having the word perfect cause them self-doubt. So we've had Marc Jacobs, Shaquille O'Neal, Mark Cuban, Michael Kors, Steve Madden, Montes Yahoo, huge name. So it really started to take off. And then this past September of 2014, I wanted to make a bigger impact, and we became a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay. So do you have supporters? Do you have members, or how does that work?
We don't have members. We have a big community on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and that's how I grew really the entire movement, on organic social media reach. I've never paid for advertising or for press, and then also word of mouth. When people come to one of our events, they tell three friends that how it impacted them, and then those three people come to our next event. Each event we've hosted in South Florida has been sold out, so we really get it's really been growing through a grassroots kind of way.
And okay, so I'm just kind of learning about this myself. So now I'm curious, what kind of events do you have?
Yeah, definitely. So we started events last year because I wanted to take the online community offline. And what they are they're kind of like mini conferences. They're 2 hours. We'll bring in empowering speakers from all different walks of life to share their journey on a specific topic. Our first event we held last year was on the power of positive thinking. And then our second event was on finding your passion. And both events, we had three speakers. And so for instance, on the finding your passion event, we had a Project Runway contestant. We had a confidence coach. We had a founder of a huge accessories company. And we had four speakers. Then we also had an international speaker and author. So they shared their story on how, you know, chasing after their passion helped them find happiness and health and love and confidence. And then this next event we're hosting on April 16th. It's a Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's in Wellington, Florida. It's called Be Healthy, Be Happy, Be You. And it's an event focused around health and happiness. And we have four incredible speakers, really well known in the community, if not, you know, out of Florida even. And they'll be sharing their journey on how to create health and happiness in your life. And then all of the money.
Well, are you going to share with us who those people are?
Oh, yeah, sure. One of them, her name's Stacey Bogum. She's the founder of the Happiness Agenda, huge business coach. And she basically left a corporate job so she can be a mom. And in the process, she created, you know, a life that she loves. And she's teaching other people how to do the same. The second speaker is Tia Crystal. She's a spiritual and intuitive artist. She has an incredible story on how her intuition led her to finding this paintbrush along this incredible journey in I think it was Spain. And she's never had art lessons. And by following her intuition, she has now become a world-renowned artist. And it's incredible, her story. Then we also have Farmer Jay. He's actually going to be speaking at TEDx this year. And he is a sustainable agriculturist where he has a school program and teaches kids. It's called Junior Sprouts, about sustainable agriculture, eating healthy. And he also does it for corporate companies and also restaurants in the community. And then our fourth speaker is... Who is our fourth speaker? Oh, well, I will also be speaking, and I'll be sharing my journey of how I healed myself through nutrition and the mind after I experienced a near-death experience. I went through a near-death experience 2 years ago, and when no doctor could heal me, I healed myself through a vegan and gluten-free diet and positive thinking.
Wow. So this is happening in Wellington in April what?
April 16th.
April 16th, and the charge for this event?
Right now, early bird tickets are on sale for $20, and in the next week or so, it will go up to $25. And you can find all the information on our Facebook page. If it's just facebook.com/HelloPerfect. And then also there's an event page on Facebook called Be Healthy, Be Happy, Be You. And then it will take you to a link on Eventbrite that you can register online so you can get the early bird price. And we also, the event will have these four speakers, and then everybody goes home with an awesome goodie bag with a bunch of stuff from our sponsors, and there will also be a few tables set up from local companies and entrepreneurs, you know, showcasing their products, different services. And it's just a really awesome time because it's not only you get empowered by the speakers, but you meet a community of like-minded individuals that you create lasting relationships with in that short amount of time, just because the vibration is so high at these different events.
Okay, so let's go back for a minute, because sitting there, I'm listening to this, I'm going, okay, I have to ask a couple more questions. I'm not sure if you said it, and forgive me if you did, and it went over my head. I'm better if I see things, so hearing is really hard for me. Maybe I have ADD. I don't know. Anyway, what did you? I mean, did something happen to you, and then you found out that this was something that should be done, or did you find out that this is something that should be done, and then oh yes, something happened, and you said, yeah, this is absolutely the right thing for me to do.
So a lot of people actually think that I started Hello Perfect after I went through this near-death experience, but it's actually the opposite. So I'll tell you my journey. So in 2011, I started Hello Perfect as the blog, and it was growing, and that was going into my junior year of college. But then my senior year of college, things happened in my life, and it led me to becoming very ill all of a sudden.
Okay, hang on just a second. Hang on, Alexa, I got a question. I'm sorry, I got to throw it in there. What was your major in college?
I studied business with a minor in mass communications and entrepreneurship.
Okay, so where this blog, this was a health-related blog?
No, this was purely about confidence, and I was really into fashion. I was doing a lot of fashion internships. I studied abroad in London, studying fashion for a few months. And so,
okay.
But the thing I hated about the fashion industry was them telling you what you should wear to look a certain type of beautiful, you know, a certain type
right.
of perfection. So I wanted mm-hmm. to combat that message and say, wear what makes you feel most confident, because this will help you further, you know, your goals and your dreams. So it had nothing really to do with health. The health side of it came in later.
Carry on with your story. I'm just trying to connect the dots here. I'm just trying to see some kind of a progression. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay. So then January 2013, about 2 years ago, one day I was rushed to the emergency room at Champs Hospital, and my body was going into septic shock. So what sepsis is when a bacteria gets into your bloodstream and starts killing all of your organs within hours. One in three people die from sepsis, and they gave me a 1% chance of living. So I was induced into a medical coma, and the doctors told my mom, because my mom happened to be up there the weekend, if she wasn't there, I probably would have went to bed instead of going to the hospital, and I would have never woken up. So I believe everything happens for a reason. So she was there with me that weekend for a reason. And they told my mom, when they put me in a coma, they said, call your family. She has 24 hours to live. And there was this whole process while in the coma and while in the ICU. I was in the ICU for 10 days, where I believe that I used my mind to heal my body, because during this time I couldn't move, breathe, or speak on my own. I couldn't even have a glass of water for these 10 days. But I had my mind. And I knew my mind was healthy, but the rest of my body was, like, black and rotting away. And I would mm-hmm. use my mind to push down the health of my mind to the rest of my body to try and heal it. And I would push with every ounce of energy I had left. And within a couple of days, I healed my body. I was discharged from the hospital and supposedly on to a full recovery. So I always had the plan from graduation. I was still able to graduate on time. To move to New York City. So I moved to New York City a week after graduation to work at InStyle magazine. But little did I know that my body, I was living with a compromised immune system and a whole list of, like, digestive issues and all these problems because, you know, the antibiotics kill everything. And I had 9 different bags of antibiotics pumping into me to try to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I got sick again in August. In New York City, and after I got really sick again to the point where I almost go into the hospital, and after that I developed post-traumatic stress disorder. So I went from doctor to doctor to try to heal me, and every doctor, you know, just tried to prescribe me more medicine. Some doctors said I was a mystery case, and to tell the short story, I basically ended up moving back home a year later because I couldn't heal myself in that cold weather. I needed all my whole family's from South Florida. I was alone in New York. So I knew I had to move home. So I moved home and I started researching about the holistic route. And I enrolled in the Institute of Integrative Nutrition to learn about different dietary theories and how to heal myself through nutrition. So after, like, I went to another doctor, it was like the 25th doctor, I was so fed up because every doctor just said something different. So I finally decided, I'm going to heal myself through nutrition and the mind, through positive thinking. So I developed a gluten-free and vegan diet. I started juicing every single day, wheatgrass shots, and I started meditating, doing yoga, really positive. Instead of looking at my past as a burden, I looked at it as a blessing. And, you know, I knew this happened for a reason. And then I healed my body in a couple of months. So then that whole health, like that whole entire journey changed my entire course, really. And that's when I knew that something bigger was in the making. And I knew I wanted to share this message, especially with young individuals, seeing them, you know, not think that they're worthy of living a life they love because they're getting bullied or because they have, or what the media says about what their image is. You know, suicide is the third leading cause of death in adolescents. And it's because of all this bullying and eating disorders and self-harm. So I wanted to combat all that with positivity versus focusing on all those negative messages. We focus on the positive for Hello Perfect. And the best way to reach kids was in school. So that's when I decided to file for to become a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And then I also wrote a cookbook called The Simple Gluten-Free Vegan Cookbook. And it's all the recipes that helped heal my body in that 6 months, you know,
wow,
healing myself. Yeah, I sell that on online, on Amazon, and on my personal website where I share this message. So it's alexacarlin.com, and it's on the shopping menu bar. And it's been really awesome. So I launched the cookbook in December and have already sold over 250 copies.
Great.
So it's been, a real blessing. So you could see there's a lot of bumps on my journey towards my dreams. But that's part of it, and that's what I teach others.
Wowie kazowie. Wowie kazowie. So what is the ultimate dream for you?
My ultimate dream is to become a world-renowned public speaker and best-selling author.
Okay. Well, I'd say you got your toe in the door. Definitely.
Thank you. Yeah,
definitely. Well, so, all right, so now tell me, I like cooking. I really love to cook. So tell me one of your favorite recipes.
Oh, that's an easy one. My favorite recipe is the palm cakes. So they're like crab cakes, except they're made with hearts of palm. And they're all gluten-free, all vegan, and they're so easy to make, and they're so delicious. Every single person that has bought my cookbook, they make that recipe first because I tell them, you know, it's amazing. And they post it on Instagram, on Twitter, and, you know, they love it. So that is definitely one of my favorite recipes.
Palm cakes. And does it taste like anything that you could compare it to? It tastes like chicken or something like that? Or it tastes completely...
No, I would say a crab cake because it looks like a crab cake. It's made like a crab cake, but it's made with hearts of palm instead of crab.
Interesting. That's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, no, everyone thinks being healthy has to be really expensive, but it can be, don't get me wrong, but that's the problem I was having. That's really one of the main reasons I wrote this cookbook was because, you know, when I was transitioning to this diet, I was a college grad living in New York. And every cookbook I found that was vegan or gluten-free, there's not a lot that are both. You know, every recipe required over 25 ingredients, and I couldn't afford to buy this little bottle of herbs for $20 at Whole Foods just to use a sprinkle of them for the recipe. So when I was experimenting and making my own recipes, I used a lot of the same ingredients. And a lot of the recipes in my book require 5 or less ingredients. I mean, to make sweet potato fries, it requires 2 ingredients. So sweet potatoes and some sea salt. You know, so it's very, and that's why I called it the Simple Gluten-Free Vegan Cookbook, because they're very simple. They're for people on the go, and they're not for just people that are gluten-free or vegan. They're for anybody that wants to incorporate some plant-based meals into their diet because, you know, it's just healthy for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. I'm in the process of trying to flip my mother, who, you know, was raised in South America eating meat every day because that's where they grow it, in certainly one place in the world. And she cries. She doesn't get any red meat. And it's just like, you ain't getting any from me. And but I do try to make interesting vegetable dishes. And you know, if I hit the right button, if I do it right, she likes it, she eats it, and she's not unhappy. But I have to work at it.
Well, that's good that you're trying. I mean,
yeah.
So my mom went vegan with me to make it easier, you know, to cook because it's very hard to do it by yourself. I won't say it isn't. But my dad and my sister, who I also live with, they're definitely not vegan at all. And I made tons of recipes for them, and they love it.
You know, the truth of the matter is vegan food can be wonderful. And I'm gluten-free myself. So I'm in the process of my challenge is to make a really good from scratch gluten-free bread. Haven't gotten there yet. I just haven't got the hang of it yet, but I am not giving up. Mm. I will do it. I'm trying these different,
yeah,
you know, different people have different mixtures to make the flour to, you know, to make the to bread. And I tried one, and I thought it was the oven, you know. And I'm still not sure. I'm learning. I have a convection oven now, and I'm learning how to use it. And I can broil, I can bake, no problem. Food I can do, but baking is an art. It's a little more complicated. And it takes a lot more effort, on my part at any rate. I don't know about anybody else. So the bread, the loaf of bread is the challenge. And I mean, I can use like Bob's Red Mill or something. They have a wonderful hearty bread or whatever it is. And it is definitely gluten-free. But I'm not crazy about the taste of sorghum. And they use that a lot, Bob's Red Mill. More and more, actually, I'm seeing that on packages. That's why I want to make my own and hopefully not use sorghum, because I just don't think I like the taste of it. I understand texture is important, but I got to like the taste. And it, for whatever reason, it doesn't float my boat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome that you could create a cookbook that doesn't use a million ingredients, because that is a classic problem with trying to make healthy, vegan, gluten-free. There are oftentimes exotic ingredients, and they are expensive, and it becomes daunting because you think you have everything and, oh, no, I need eye of newt, and you don't have everything, you know, and you can't make that recipe
right,
or whatever it is. And it's really so I totally understand that. I think that's great. Well, and so now is that on Amazon.com?
Yeah, you can find it on
your
Amazon.
Book?
Yep. If you just type in Alexa Carlin or the title, The Simple Gluten-Free Vegan Cookbook.
Okay. All right. So are you going to have... I'm just curious now. I'm curious here. So is Wellington, because Wellington is certainly close to where I am. Are you going to have things from your cookbook that people can taste at this event?
Oh, actually, not at the April 16th event. That is more of a fundraiser for Hello Perfect. But I'm actually, you just reminded me, I'm having a cooking class that's free in Wellington on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
And it's in the evening. I believe it starts at 7 o'clock.
And where is it going to be?
But it's online. It's at the Whole Foods in Wellington. So right on 441 in Wellington. Yeah, they're in the Whole Foods. When you go in the door, if you go all the way to the left, you know, by the tables.
Right, and they have like a little
a
section
the
there
back
for cooking classes. I went. Actually, they had some kind of gluten-free something or other, and I went and I learned how to make nut butter. I made, it's like almond butter, only it's made with sunflower seeds.
Oh, nice.
I learned how to make that there, and I make it all the time because it's like, it's easy to do, B, it's cheap, and C, it's delicious. And you may put it in any order you want to, but I mean, it really worked for me. It was great, and I make it all the time because I know I'm getting protein with it, and I can control the sugar, which is very important to me. So this Wednesday, so today's the 22nd. That's the Sunday, 23rd, 24th, 25th, March 25th at 7 o'clock at Whole Foods in Wellington. You are teaching a cooking class. Now, is that something you have to sign up for in advance? Because a lot of times you do at Whole Foods. Do you know?
You can RSVP online. It will be, you can find it on facebook.com/AlexaCarlin, but you can just show up because you don't really have to RSVP because it's free. It was just to get a number. But what's on the menu is a delicious tomato soup that you make completely in a Vitamix, in a blender, which is in my cookbook. It's a creamy tomato soup. And then also cookie dough balls, which are delicious. So those are the two things I will be teaching, and everyone will be able to taste them and go home with the recipe. And then also my cookbooks will be on sale there. So if people are interested in buying the cookbook, they could buy it there for $25 and not pay for shipping online.
Okay. So for those of you that are in the Palm Beach County area, and this is like west – Wellington is west. It's off of State Road 7 or 441, as you would have it. Wow, that's this Wednesday. How cool is that? Who knows?
Yeah.
I may even go. Never know. Rock and roll. I love stuff like that. I like to learn new things, especially with food, because it's so, it's just fun. Just cooking is, you know, it's another way of artistic expression in a way. And so these are the recipes that helped you get better.
Yeah, I used to hate cooking, and I was never a cook growing up. Like, my mom would make stuff, and she would always try to teach me and say, you need to learn how to cook so when you grow up and leave home, you know how to cook, you know. And I just didn't like it. But when I was trying to kill myself with food, I had no other option. I couldn't go out to eat. I had, you know, restrictions, and I was using food as medicine. So I began cooking, and I really had fun with it. I started, like, becoming a food photographer. If you look on my Instagram, which is at Alexa Rose Carlin, all food pictures, you'll see a lot of my recipes on there. And then I also made a healing process. You know, food cooking could be very healing because it could be very peaceful and calming. So it did help me heal.
It relaxes me. I like it.
Yeah. But
my brother likes
it,
but we have a very different style. I follow the recipe, you know, but I pick recipes that aren't that. But he goes the other way. He'll go to the fancy magazine, the gourmet or whatever, and he'll make the most complicated things. He'll cook tomatoes, you know, six times, you know, in the oven, turn it around, in the oven again, and I'll turn it around, all that kind of, just 15,000 steps to get whatever it is that he does. And that is something that doesn't thrill me very much. I'll eat it. It tastes good, but I'm not going to do all that work. That's a little bit much for me. Just a little more practical just strikes me as a better deal. Let me ask you a question. So when I'm just wondering, did you do any kind of studying or research since you came up? I mean, you made this observation when you were in the fashion business that, the one thing you didn't mention, but it's definitely there, is the photoshopping that they do on models and whatnot in magazines to make them look the way they look. And so you could, if you didn't know that was happening, think that those women actually look that way. And that was a desirable way to look. So my question is, did you do any research, either before, during, or after, people commit suicide. It's the number three form of suicide because women feel they're not attractive enough or they don't fit the society's mold of a beautiful woman. It's something like that.
It's not necessarily women. It's adolescents. So it is boys and girls. There's a lot of things that cause it. It's not just about how they look. I would say bullying is a huge, huge problem. And because bullying lowers self-esteem. So that's why we're all about promoting high self-esteem. Because if you get bullied over and over again, you start to feel like you're not worthy. It really lies close to my heart because growing up, I got very badly cyberbullied. And then also my little sister got bullied to the point where she almost committed suicide. It's very near and dear to my heart, and that's the experience I have going into it. But I don't like to focus on the negative, so I won't say that we're an anti-bullying nonprofit. Rather, we're a pro-kindness nonprofit, because anti is negative. And so that's why we really connect with the kids, because we don't tell them what they shouldn't be doing or all the negative things that bullying can cause. We just make them feel good about themselves, and we show them that, you know, any feelings you're going through, they will pass. And here's how you could do it. So we have a wellness program that's through journey meditation, through yoga, through following your passion. I mean, the way I overcame my low self-esteem and bullying was I found something I'm passionate about and I went after it. And then you start to care less about what you look like in the mirror because you're focused on something that's bigger than yourself. And that begins to fill you up. And that's when you'll find the right group of friends that love you for who you are. And then you'll start loving yourself for who you are.
That sounds like a plan to me. That sounds very good. So, so you are going to have a workshop. What do you call it? This event?
Just an event on April 16th.
On April 16th. And then you're going to be in Wellington at the Whole Foods this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
So, if they can't find you on Wednesday, they certainly could go to the event and listen to everybody that's there. And how do you select who you have?
Well, I've met them just on my path at different networking events, or, you know, some people say, oh my God, Alexa, you have to meet this in. She'll be great for your event. Some people that attend my event come up to me after and said, I have a story I would love to share. I mean, even if you're not a speaker and you have a story, that's what these events are about. Like at this upcoming event, we have 4 speakers plus myself, and we also have a good friend of my family. She got diagnosed with brain cancer and lung cancer this past year, and it changed her life completely. But she is the most positive person I've ever met. She rides her bike every day. She doesn't even have a car. She goes to the gym. She's living life to the fullest because this thing that life handed her, you know, it led her to see life in a different way. And she has that story to share. She's not a public speaker or has a book or a business, but she is an individual living with cancer and living with cancer the right way because she is living. You know, she's not just going on day to day. So that's very important because when you hear with that kind of story and hear their perspective, it starts to make you feel grateful for your own life and grateful for your own situation. And that's what it's about. My mission at all of these events is to make every single person leave feeling better than they came in. And so far, every single person has told me that they, you know, feel great. And even if it is for that 5 minutes after, or, you know, lasts a month or longer, or changes their entire life, that's what it's all about, because it's one step closer to helping you gain, you know, the life of your dreams.
Fantastic. Just sounds fantastic to me. Well, my dear, I wish you the very best with everything. Thank you so much for sharing all this information with everyone. And perhaps we'll have you back again.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Take care,
Alexa.
I hope to see everyone at the event.
Yeah, I hope that it's a sellout.
Thank you. Okay.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Progressive News Network, a new Mercury Media production, where you'll find the voices of activists, the voices of those working to make this a better world. We believe that as we face challenging times, the human spirit can face and surmount the foolish and the short-sighted. Tune in every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for the live show, or anytime you can. Progressive News Network, found at www.newmercurymedia.com/PNN/. We have a future. Tune in and build it with us. Underwritten by Florida Media Labs, produced by Rick Spizak in cooperation with Canary in a Coal Mine Films. Progressive News Network.